Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do the Vols have all the pieces to win a title in baseball? They are ranked number one in the nation. John, I know you're quite fond of covering this team. Do they have all the pieces in place? If not, what are they missing?
Well, certainly you'd like to see a team with better starting pitching, more A.J. Russell, who was expected to be their number one guy, has been hurt pretty much the whole year, hasn't been pitching. They're still working with him. Maybe he'll come back. But I've seen it in the last 4 or 5 years following college baseball. I really didn't follow it before then. But what I've seen is teams come together in the postseason a lot of times, late in the season. You get a hot pitcher. Things just – it happened with Tennessee last year. When they moved starter Chase Burns, who was struggling as a starter, moved into the bullpen, and he became an ace closer. And that fueled Tennessee's run to the College World Series. Tennessee has enough pitching where with its lineup and its defense, yeah, it could win a national championship with this team.
John, is it almost – do you believe there's some method there's some merit to the idea that the number one overall seed is cursed in the tournament though? Because they haven't won it since 1999. And Tennessee, like, do they really, they're, for those who don't know, Tennessee is now number one. They were number one 2 years ago and got bounced out in the Super Regionals. Do you really want to be number one at this point in college baseball?
Yeah, I don't believe in curses, but I do believe when you go back to 22 and Tennessee had that historically good team that went 57-9 and everybody was talking about being one of the best teams of all time. It wasn't just being number one then, it was number one for a long time. I think it increased the pressure on that team. I don't think it really will on this team because it just popped up as number one. But that team, I think, felt the pressure in that super regional against Notre Dame. Tennessee had a better team, but he lost the Super Regional on its home field. Notre Dame played great. And that's what I've seen happen with the – there's like 8 or 10 SEC teams, probably 10, that will make the NCAA tournament. And a few years ago, Ole Miss won the national championship when it barely made the tournament and had a losing record in SEC play. So – It's harder to predict in the NCAA basketball tournament. But I don't think, to your question, I don't think being number one now will really hurt Tennessee. It's not like it was in 2022. That team clearly felt a lot of pressure going into the Super Regional, I think.
They did feel a lot of pressure. A lot of that was their fault. How much pressure do you think they felt because they were wearing the necklaces and doing the fur coats and all that stuff and flipping off umpires and getting wild and throwing crazy parties at the SAE house right next door? No, they weren't doing all that. But, they did have a reputation as being this party team. I think that added pressure on them in 2022.
I don't think it was that. I think it was the fact that it got so much attention for being so good. And it was a team that so many people love to hate. But I think it thrived off that. And I think it played really loose and was really good in the clutch all season. I think there's a different kind of pressure. It's kind of like in the NCAA basketball tournament when you get to that Elite Eight game. I think that's where most of the pressure comes into play. You're almost to the Final Four. You're one step away. And if you're a really good team and you're supposed to be in the Final Four, you feel pressure. And I think that team felt a lot of pressure because of that, not because of how it was really loosey-goosey all year and didn't really care what people think. I don't think that had anything to do with it.
John, we can agree to disagree. Great stuff. We can follow your column. What is coming up next?
I don't even remember. I've been cranking out so many columns. I know it'll be really good, though.
There's no question in my mind. He's John Adams. I'm Dave Hooker. Have a fantastic rest of the day, John. We appreciate your time. Brought to you by Neubert Collision Center. Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey, staying on this baseball topic, I disagree with you. I think being cool was at the very least a distraction and pressure to remain in this cool cat team. You know, they were kind of like John Travolta. And I mean, they were cool. They didn't just want to win cool. I think that was added pressure on them. Do you not?
I think it might have been added pressure. But I think maybe we're making a mistake trying to put a science behind why Tennessee lost. And I asked that question of John about number one seeds, but I don't believe there's a science behind it. Dave, I'm just going to put it out there. There's a great breakdown on the element of randomness in sports and which sports does it. This does not mean one sport is less skilled than the other. It's which sport is the better team least likely to win because so many other lucky factors are in play. Dave, you know, baseball is by far number one in terms of randomness, right?
As a sport. Well, I think the two that produce the most unlikely champions, funny you bring that up, are the NHL, because a goalie can get hot and unbeatable. And college baseball, because one pitcher can get hot and unbelievable. So I think the lesser of the best team wins the championship more often in those sports than in any other sport. Perhaps we could argue college basketball because it's a one-game tournament, but you wouldn't argue the NBA because it's a seven-game series. So I think those two sports are the most likely to have a champion that really isn't worth being a champion. And I mean, sometimes does the college baseball World Series not feel a little bit like a fun carnival exhibition thing opposed to a tournament? I mean, you go to the NCAA tournament, you're like tense. I guarantee you go to these college football playoff games and you're tense. I went to the college baseball World Series once and it was just a good old day at the park.
Well, that's my point. It's a circus.
So there were elimination games, Caleb. It was like, hey, it's a fun day at the park. Let's have another hot dog.
Well, that's my point. The college baseball tournament is a circus. And by the way, you left out one big one. Major League Baseball is now a gimmick too, and how it's now very random and who wins.
It is because of their playoffs. It is.
Yeah. And I remember, you know, my brother's a hardcore Braves fan, and he, you know, everybody talks, oh, 16 division titles or whatever, and they choked all those years. I don't think it was indicative of anything other than they just didn't get lucky. I think I think 95% of the time, it's just a team that gets hot in the postseason in baseball. And it's more.
Now, wait, let me take a step back. Ahmad, I appreciate you calling me the man. I'm not, but Caleb's man, but thank you. Let me take a step back on that. At some point, it has to be pressure, right? I mean, at some point, the Bills, when they lost their third in a row, had to feel pressure on fourth in a row in the Super Bowl. At some point,
the Braves football and the Bills were significantly.
No, hold on. At some point, the Braves, it had to be a mental hurdle because they only won one World Series and won those 16 division titles. I mean, at some point, it does become a mental hurdle. I'll point to the NFL. I think the Bengals are beginning to think that they are a cursed franchise. I just believe there are mental hurdles that create themselves in sports. And I think that Tennessee is on the verge of, if they've got another team that is this good and they fall short of the College World Series, don't you think there's a mental hurdle moving forward?
I'm not denying mental hurdles. And maybe the latter part of the Braves run that happened, but like the year after they won the World Series, remember, you know this, you're a Yankee fan. They were up 2-0 on the Yankees, won two games in New York, and then lost three straight at home. And then that wasn't a mental hurdle. That was just the luck of how things got red hot at a certain time. And I mean,
a game can just be a game. It doesn't always have to have a mental hurdle. But I think if you fall short over years, I just remember I thought this before. And when Mondre Dickerson, the defensive tackle, said, when we play Florida, we get tight, even the coaching staff. That to me was all the proof I needed for my entire career that the things that we surmise and predict that could be happening are oftentimes happening. They had a mental hurdle with Florida.
Oh, I believe in mental hurdles too. No, you're not hearing me deny that. I do believe there is such thing as mental hurdles, but it's easier to draw that line with football because football's not as random in who wins. So I guess what I'm saying is, when Florida beats Tennessee last year or in so many other years where Tennessee was clearly the better team, you start to say, oh, that's a mental hurdle. There's no reason they should have lost to that Florida team other than it's crept into their minds that they should. Because football, we agree, more than any other sport, football determines the outcome of the better team.
Well, and let me tell you this, too. Those Florida teams, people like to say that Tennessee was just better. They were more talented. No, that's not true. I mean, they had a lot of talent across field. Tennessee had more talent in the 90s at quarterback. It would be difficult to find another position they were better throughout the 90s at as a whole. So, no, I think ultimately
the 97 team was clearly better than the 97 Florida team. The 97 Tennessee team was light years better than Florida.
I would agree with that. And I think we could make a strong debate about the 99 team. As well. Yes. I think the 99 team was better than the 98 team. But nevertheless, for the most part, they were more talented, and that's why they won most of those games.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.